So there's some key pieces there that are gaps right now that really aren't, frankly, as inviting as they should be. One of the big ones is the stretch of Fell and Oak Streets right before you get into the Panhandle. And folks that bike there probably know this area. It's basically three blocks from the Lower Haight area up to the Panhandle. That's a pretty scary three blocks. I mean, Fell and Oak Streets are very fast streets for auto traffic. They can be a little bit intimidating. So what we're proposing are dedicated bikeways, one on each of the streets, one way, one direction, so that people can ride into the Panhandle and out of the Panhandle. They can connect to the western part of the city and all the neighborhoods there, into Golden Gate Park, and then, of course, to downtown and regional transit on the east side.
But in order to do that, don't you have to take away a lane of car traffic? And those are already pretty congested streets, especially Oak going towards the Octavia Ramp.
There are different ways that the city is looking at. The engineers are kind of playing with different options there. You know, it's possible that a travel lane would be removed. It may be more likely that a parking lane would be removed. I think that the way they're looking right now, it's possible that the parking on one side of the street for those three blocks would be removed to make room for the dedicated bikeway. What we feel really encouraged about and we're helping with at the Bicycle Coalition is trying to find some replacement parking, because we know that that can be tough. So looking around the neighborhood, you know, within a block or two or three, for areas that you can squeeze in more parking, you can turn the parking different angles. You may be able to use some parking lots in the area that are underused in the evenings, dedicate that to neighborhood parking. I think there's some creative solutions to lessen the impact there.
Now, I'd like to change gears, and I have to say that came into my mind before, and I know it's just so obvious to use different road and bike, you know, cliches here, but anyway, I had to. So the San Francisco bike plan finally got on the road, so to speak. I'm wondering about some of the choices that were made and in where to improve bike traffic. I understand that there are bike lanes going in Golden Gate Park, which, from my perspective, living out near there, is already really wide streets that seem pretty safe to me already.
Yeah, great question. And to your point of a lot going down, about 17 miles of new bike lanes have been striped since mid-2010. So it's a huge increase, and a lot more are queued up. One of those that is queued up right now is JFK Drive. It's the eastern half of Golden Gate Park. And the plan that's actually going to be implemented there probably in the next week or two is the city's first parking-protected bikeway. Imagine the parking lanes that are there kind of being moved out more into the center of the street, and the bikeway, the dedicated bikeway, will be against the curb or against the green space or the sidewalk area, so that people biking actually have that physical separation from the moving traffic. And JFK Drive was, we think, a great place to try this because it is a very wide street, as you mentioned. It's way wider than most streets in San Francisco, so there was room there to try something different.
That's Leah Shaham. She's executive director of the San Francisco Bike Coalition. So I, as a regular bicyclist, have a big concern, and that is about the rules of the road. So bicyclists, just out of convenience, aren't really following car rules, and cars aren't really waiting for bicycles going 15 miles per hour slower in their lane to go by. It creates dangerous situations. Do you think that those rules are right, that that's the way that the rules should be?
You know, I think there's some definite improvements that can be made, changes that can be made. I mean, I feel like some things the city's doing already here in San Francisco is showing positive results. A great example is the Green Wave. This is on Valencia Street, and hopefully it'll be rolled out elsewhere. But Valencia Street, basically, the middle part of Valencia Street, the lights, the traffic lights have been timed for the average bicycle rider's speed. And what this means is there's so many people on biking on Valencia Street that the city traffic engineers really understood, hey, why don't we time this in a way so that it's accommodating and encouraging the people biking? That's great. Now, it's also been good for people driving because, in my opinion, they're slowing down a little bit. They're still moving through the lights. They're having to stop and start less. That's a good thing for the environment. It's good for their gas mileage and stuff. But most importantly for everybody, it's moving everybody at a slower, frankly, more predictable and safe speed. And again, that's most important for pedestrians, for people crossing.
That's Leah Shaham. She's executive director of the San Francisco Bike Coalition. What would you say to car drivers? Most people who are listening are not bicyclists or don't bike regularly, and they just see bicyclists, say, breaking rules or getting in their ways or things like that.
You know, I think the environment out there has gotten a lot better between people biking and people driving. in the last 10 years or so, I've really seen a kind of a calming down of it in general. I think it's partly because there are so many more people bicycling. So I would say, you know, to everybody out on the road, be thinking about, you know, how we share the road. It sounds kind of goofy, but it's the really important words, I think, is, you know, how do we share the road? How do we coexist out there? Think about, you know, whether that person on the bike could be your neighbor, could be your daughter's teacher, could be your dentist, could be a friend of yours, because the people growing number of people biking means that it's all of us.